Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. McGregor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Lacy moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Baines reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel McKeon now pitching. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolleson. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rich Borde now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Mike Young pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.